Let's get ready to rumble!
Out of bounds, on the floor.
It's Balls Up Friday with Eddie Howe.
We are gearing up for an incredible weekend of sport, but even though it's the AFL Grand Final tomorrow, the back page of the paper doesn't seem to be suggesting that. Good morning, Eddie Howe.
Good morning, Damon. You wouldn't know, would you? There's just been so much stuff flying around in the sporting world, not just AFL, but everywhere. And, I mean, who would have thought that the biggest game of the year in the biggest sporting code in the land is on tomorrow? It's crazy the other news that's taken its place.
Well, do you think we're just all in denial after Port had that 6-point loss last Friday?
Look, that would have definitely encouraged the build-up, I think. They got so close, mate. They got really, really close. But I think, you know, Port still have good seasons to come. Same as Brisbane, you know. Port and Brisbane were sitting in the top two positions all year. Their time will come. I think that we've got the two teams in the grand final this year that are probably smack bang in their premiership window. Geelong have been consistent for a while, but have had a terrible finals record. And Richmond, obviously, have won, I don't know, the last eight grand finals. Who keeps count of them anymore? But, you know, they're right there as well. So, you know, I think there's important times ahead and big times ahead for both Port and Brisbane. But I think these are the two right teams for the grand final this year, if that makes sense, even though they weren't sort of top for most of the year.
What do you think is the major narrative going into this game? So it's the two most experienced sides going head-to-head. Got Dustin Martin looking for his third Norm Smith medal, which would be incredible. And then on the other hand, for Geelong, it's all about Gary Ablett this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it actually extends a bit bigger than this. So having been in Melbourne and experienced the build-up for a grand final a couple of times, not just when we lost to Richmond, but then, you know, after the grand final parade, you know, you stake out your posse early for that, then you head down to Richmond into a pub. The pubs are packed.
Yeah.
You know, the atmosphere is really there about the city, and that's lacking this year. And I think that's what's detracted a bit from the build-up, even though we're not right in that sort of, I guess, Melbourne's own ecosystem, there's none of that enthusiasm from that area that's kind of pushing this along. And you're right, we're going to see one of the best players of all time play his last game and go for another premiership. Patrick Dangerfield,
of course,
striving for his first premiership. And Richmond have been there and done it all before. So it's really interesting. But like I said, I think it's been a little bit lost without that traditional Melbourne build-up.
Hey, can I just ask? I know you're an ardent Crows supporter.
Yeah,
Would you prefer to see Richmond, who beat the Crows in the 2017 Grand Final, so that's fresh, or Patrick Dangerfield and Geelong win the Premiership Cup? Who do you think Crows supporters will be barracking for?
I'm on board the Richmond train 110%. They've won it twice. It's done. You know, if they get one more, who really cares? But you know, if that Judas ends up getting a premiership, I'm going to be crying so hard, mate.
There it is. Hey, I asked for honesty. You gave it.
Yeah.
Hey,
well, there you go.
Before we move off AFL, we just want to acknowledge the fact that yesterday North Melbourne Kangaroos, they made the announcement that they have effectively immediately parted ways with their senior coach, Reece Shaw. This is a bit of a sad one.
Yeah, absolutely. So he came into the club midway through the season previous and actually got them up and about. You know, they had a few wins under him into the back end of the season. Then obviously a really tough year. Only 3 wins this year for North Melbourne. But you felt like there was some positivity around the place. Reece Shaw had taken some personal leave, some extended leave. The club had granted him to deal with some personal issues. It looks like he hasn't been able to, I guess, sort of get them in order, which is not a slight on him. It's just what appears what's happened. And they've come to the agreement that it's probably best for both parties if they move in separate directions from here, which is sad to see. You know, I guess that's how quickly things can deteriorate. I mean, you don't know exactly what the cause is, but you know, obviously a difficult year for North Melbourne and everybody around the world. But, you know, these clubs have been on the road for so long. I guess it's taken its toll.
Yeah, we are wishing Reece Shaw all the best. Hopefully he's doing okay. It's got to have been an incredibly difficult time. And senior coaching in general, any code, such a hard caper, so all the best to Reece. Eddie, AFL Saturday, NRL Grand Final Sunday. It's not often that the two are back-to-back.
It's a huge weekend, and we've had a couple of big weekends in a row of sport, Damon. Last weekend was chock-a-block full, and this weekend with the two grand finals is absolutely amazing. Like you said, rare that they fall on the same weekend. The NRL Grand Final has a really interesting narrative around it as well. Penrith have only lost one game for the year. They've won 17 or 18 games in a row, something like that. They're a real young side. A lot of these guys have actually played juniors together for their whole career. They've come up through the grades. NRL's a bit different to AFL. They don't have a draft. So developing that young local talent to bring up through your junior grades is really important. They've really done that really well. So these kids have played together for a long, long time. They're a real young side, but they're playing with such enthusiasm, and they're really attacking every contest. It's really done well for them this year. Melbourne Storm, a bit like Geelong, have been so consistent for so long, except Melbourne Storm have actually got the points on the board. They've won multiple premierships.
And so
Cameron Smith, their champion and the games record holder for the NRL, a lot of people reckon that he's the best player of all time. Could be his last game as well. So another sort of Gary Ablett Jr. thing going on there. It's going to be a fantastic game and a great way to finish off the weekend. The NRL has had a fantastic season. I think they've done so much better than the AFL. And, you know, the AFL's done great to get the season in, but the NRL has taken it to another level this year. Just their subtle rule tweaks, the way the competition's gone about it, it's been so exciting to watch. And quite often I found myself, you know, preferring to choose to watch the NRL game on the day rather than the AFL, because, you know, the AFL has been bogged down with low scoring and all that sort of stuff. The NRL's been fast and exciting, and they, like I said, they've made some subtle rule changes that's really kept the game bouncing along. It's going to be a great match to see this really young side go up against the Melbourne Storm. I'm tipping Penrith for a bit of an upset.
Okay, so Penrith gets Eddie's tip, and in the AFL Grand Final, your tip?
Richmond. I'll go with the Tigers. I just think that they've got that experience in the grand finals a bit more recently than Geelong. Like I said, Geelong's record a bit, how you going in finals recently, I think the Tigers will get it done.
Oh, I'm going to back in the Cats. So you got AFL Grand Final, NRL Grand Final. You throw on the Cox plate and it's a massive weekend. Eddie, dive right in, mate. We'll chat to you again soon.
Hopefully I survive. Catch ya.